We're very pleased to have calling in from the national conferences of the American Legion and the Sons of the American Legion, Mr. Jeffrey Frayne, who is our new national commander of the Sons of the American Legion Radio. Mr. Commander, good to have you call in today.
Thank you for having me. How is everyone?
We're good. We're enjoying the warmth here and getting ready for Army football starting on Friday night. But if you would, tell us a little bit about what the week has been like for the convention of the Sons of the American Legion and also the other events going on in Cincinnati.
It's been a very exciting weekend. Like I say, this past weekend, I got elected as the national commander for the Sons of the American Legion, along with five other national vice commanders throughout the five regions. Very excited people out there because we have some great ideas we're planning. We're going to start promoting the American Legion family on membership. And like I say, there's just a lot of people out here very excited, having a good time. A lot of things are getting done.
Well, that's great. Now, you mentioned to me that you've been involved, a member of the Sons of the American Legion, for 33 years, which is extraordinary. Tell us a little bit about some of the projects and some of the efforts that you've been working on during your tenure in the Sons of the American Legion.
One of the main things I've done is the American Legion Child Welfare Foundation. It's a program out there that helps other nonprofit organizations with grants to help them assist in getting the information out to all the different programs like autism, CODA, which is a children's organs transplant. We do a lot of fundraising. The Sons of the American Legion are the number one contributor to that. And it's been continued on. And matter of fact, we just hit an all-time high of $7 million since we started donating it. So with that being said, you know, we really support that program. A couple of the other ones, of course, is our VA&R program, Fisher House, a lot of different ones. I mean, we could sit here for 3 hours and talk about all the great programs. But those are probably the two near and dear, is CWF, which is Child Welfare Foundation, and Fisher House and the G.I. Josh Dog program.
Well, those are great. We did some work on the Josh Dog program here in New York, taking gifts over to some of the children's hospitals here in Westchester County. And maybe if you would, I know you're from Mesa, Arizona. Maybe tell us a little bit about what you see as the needs of veterans out in your native part of the country.
Like you've seen out there on the news, the VA and our veterans trying to get in there and get in time to be seen by a doctor. That is one of the biggest issues, that wait list. You know, they say it's not real. It is real. And when you have people who have to wait a month or two or three to be seen by a doctor, it is unprecedented. We should not have that. Our veterans serve this country. When they're called upon, they go stumping right out there and doing their job. When it comes down to our job as civilians, taking care of our veterans through the VA, they should not have to wait. They should be right there in line, first in line, so they're taken care of. So their issues is the waiting line because, you know, when you're 70 years old and having some issues, you can't wait a month or two. You have to be seen instantly. And that's one of the things the Sons are working on through our VA&R programs to make sure that is taken care of. You know, we're going through our senators, congressmen, and making sure that it's done right, correctly, and fast.
Well, we've been kind of looking into the Veterans Choice Program, and we're very fortunate. A couple of weeks, we're going to have Congressman Jeff Miller calling in from the House VA Committee and explaining a little bit why that's not taking care of reducing the wait line. But you got a chance to travel the country. We're talking with the new national commander of the Sons of the American Legion, Jeffrey Frayne from Arizona. You've had a chance to travel the country during your period of being a candidate for this office. What are some of the things, some of the good work you see being done by the Sons of the American Legion around the country?
One that comes to my mind was when I was up in New Hampshire. I went out there with the Sons there and went to the VA hospital and the VA home. And I will have to say there are other issues in this country, but they really have it together up there. And the Sons up there are working so close with the VA and the VA home that as soon as I walked in the door, they knew them by name, talked with them. The patients would come over and talk to the Sons, which that, you know, is very exciting. So that is one of the things I've seen out there, that they are really motivated to go out and help the veterans in their state. A few other ones, you know, you go down and see some of the statues, you know, they're very proud of their memorials. They take care of them. They raise money to make sure they're maintained properly. So out there traveling, I see the Sons just making sure the veterans, all the different memorials they're doing are taken care of. It's really phenomenal to see what the Sons are doing. You know, it's when you sit back and, you know, you in your own little state, you see what's going on. When you travel around and see what the other sons are doing, it's amazing the amount of money, time, energy they spend. Very proud of the Sons of the American Legion.
Well, we are, too. We're proud to represent the Sons here on our radio and our social media outlets. Tell us a little bit about, if you would, what the growth of the Sons is. I know we're over about 350,000 members nationally, what the eligibility is, so that we can keep growing the organization.
The eligibility, you have to be a male descendant of a veteran who served in wartime. It could be a son, stepson, grandson, and it does not just be through your grandfather. It could be through the veteran in your family. You know, we have women who serve, so their sons are eligible for this organization. Currently, we are standing at 365,000. We hit an all-time high again this year of 365,000 and change. I don't remember the exact numbers. We are growing, but one of the things we see out there is our parent organization, the American Legion's numbers are starting to come down. And we have 20 million eligible veterans out there who could join the American Legion. And that's what I've asked the Sons to do, a call to action to go out there, find three brand-new veterans, sign them up. And when doing so, you will find that they have a son, daughter, grandson, whatever. They can sign them up. So that will help the Sons organization grow, the Legion organization grow, and the American Legion ladies grow. So we're, like I said, we did a call to action asking all SAL members, Sons of the American Legion, to sign up three brand-new veterans.
Hey, you know, we got to tell you a quick story. We were up at West Point on Friday night for the night they give out the class rings to the seniors, and one of the seniors from Georgia was a graduate of American Legion, Boys State, and Boys Nation. And he was so proud. As soon as I heard I was affiliated with the American Legion, he said, we got to talk about it. And he was so appreciative. And we hear that a lot from officers in the military, that somewhere along the line, the American Legion helped them out with either Boys State, a package when they were overseas, or some other element of recognition or appreciation. We hear that all the time, and it's why we're so proud to be part of the American Legion family.
One of the things I've seen out there is we always, as an organization, kind of wait for our veterans to come home. I'm a firm believer, if we get out there in front of them doing events, you know, having a barbecue before they're deployed, going out like I was talking earlier about the G.I. Josh Dog program, getting in front of the military personnel before they deployed and show them who we are and what we do. I find that, just like you were saying, they remember how we help them. And, you know, we got to go out there and first and take care of them. And one of the programs I'm going to be supporting this next year is American Legion Baseball. Because we all know when the soldier comes home, his number one job is to take care of his family, get back into civilian life, and start moving forward. He's not looking for that veterans organization to join. He's looking to make sure his family is taken care of. So what I'm asking everybody to do is please go out, support American Legion Baseball, sponsor a team, help them out, go to the games, you know, wear your covers, wear your post shirt, sun shirt, auxiliary shirt, and let them see that we are there to help them. And, you know, when that happens, a lot of people will go, wow, who's the American Legion? Who's the Sons of the American Legion? And if they're helping us, someday I want to go there and help them.
Absolutely.
So that's some of the programs we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Now, we're talking to the new national commander of the Sons of the American Legion, Jeffrey Frain from Arizona. Where are some of the places that you're going to travel to? I know the national commander of the Sons travels a lot to visit different areas of the country, different Sons groups.
As the states put invites in, I'll travel anywhere to go. I've already gotten New York's request to come up there and visit them, which I'm sure I'll be up there. Every state who puts in a request, you know, we have to go over the schedule, but if I can make it, I will be there to represent the Sons of the American Legion. Another place we'll be traveling, which is a fortunate for the Sons of the American Legion this year, is the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor is this year.
That's right.
And I will be traveling over there representing the Sons, you know, and placing a wreath on the USS Arizona. And what's really special about that, being a national commander from the great state of Arizona, to go over there and put a wreath on there and honoring those veterans who passed away during that time 75 years later, is a huge honor for not only me, but the whole organization.
Absolutely. We're working on some college basketball color guards for December 7th and that week. We got to run, but we look forward to seeing you in person. And thank you so much for taking a few minutes to call us on Sons of the American Legion Radio here on WVOX.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. And that is Jeffrey Frain, the new national commander of the Sons of the American Legion, just elected at the conference in Cincinnati.
Just yesterday.
That's right.
I mean, that's as news as you can get, Ken.